Wellspring by Teresa Hampton. You don't know. One of my vivid childhood memories is when my mom would buy a bushel of peaches at the farmer's market. She and my granny would sit around the table and peel peaches to be frozen later. The children, me included, would occasionally come to granny and she would let us stuff our faces with some of her slices. Mom watched the unfolding scene and finally said, "If you give all of the peaches to the kids, we're not going to have any to freeze." Granny quickly replied, "Let these children have all the peaches they want. You don't know if all of us will be here next year when we open these jars." It was a sobering thought. My granny was raised in the early 1900s when the child mortality rate was high. As I think about her words, some thoughts come to mind. First, children are precious in the sight of God. Jesus was in the middle of a very important teachable moment with the Sadducees when infants and children were brought to him that he might touch and pray for them. When the disciples saw it, they rebuked him. But Jesus called to them and said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it." Matthew 19, verses 13 through 15. Jesus loved the endearing, open hearts of children. We too should receive the word gladly and obey it. Second, none of us, whether infant or aged, have a guarantee for tomorrow. Many times we're all too quick to announce our plans for the future, as if we're going to live a long time. James reminds us of the brevity of life. "Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow, we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell, and make a profit. Whereas, you do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little while, then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that. But you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil." James 4, verses 13 through 17. My granny understood that life can turn suddenly, and one can be called to meet their Maker. Each of us has an appointment with death, and that could happen any time. Hebrews 9, verse 27. Finally, we should live in the moment, embracing relationships and opportunities with great thankfulness. Paul said, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil." Ephesians 5, verses 15 through 17. It is a sobering thought. With every waking minute, we must use our time wisely, carefully walking as a child of God and seeking to draw souls to Jesus. Today's verse, "Walk in wisdom toward those who are outside, redeeming the time." Colossians 4, verses 4 through 6.